I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice. At 97.3. Hello, it's Friday.
Hello, my friends.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi, Baby Friday.
Baby Friday.
Oh.
It's just the start. It's going to get crazy today. Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah. Man. Are we going to get to hear the...
What's going to happen?
I don't know. I'll do something.
Will you tell some stories?
Today or right now?
Any time.
Right now.
Yeah. I have a
Tell
request.
Us a good story. Oh, my God. So do I.
Tell us something good. Come on. It's
I don't know.
The last day of November 2018.
I don't know what I should tell you people.
You should tell us something good. Something we've never heard before.
What's
Which one?
The request?
Yeah.
Either one of those, right?
The top one.
Probably not the top one. What's the second one? I can't even see it, and the I don't want the
one,
top one.
The second one, I just wrote the word jail.
Oh. Oh, there's too many of those.
What?
Pick one of those.
There's too many one. Jail stories?
Maybe we'll start a new Friday tradition. Use these jail stories.
There's this, I have a Facebook friend. Oh, goodness. I can't believe I can't remember her name. I just liked her post yesterday. She is a guard. At San Quentin, I shouldn't say her name. I don't want to get her in trouble.
Okay.
And she does these things on Facebook called Prisony Tales.
Prisony Tales.
Yeah. I love reading her posts. They're so good. She'll tell something that happened to her, you know, as a guard.
Anonymously? Like, does she say who she is?
Yeah, of course. It's on her Facebook.
San Quentin, the other people that work there could be like, oh my God, this is...
Maybe, I don't know.
Prisony Tales.
But I love reading her stories. I'm always like, tell me another one. You know,
that's how we feel about
ratchet,
you.
Yeah.
Some ratchet prisoner did something today. I'm like, oh my God, what happened? This one time... Yeah. This is bad.
All right.
I'm going to need edits. This one time... I was coming from the South Bay to San Francisco.
Driving?
Yeah.
Yourself?
Yeah.
All alone?
Yeah.
Okay, you're heading up to San Francisco.
Bag of Doritos on my side.
Yep. What flavor?
Taco.
Okay.
You have pants favorite. On?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I didn't have pants on. I was wearing a dress.
Oh, awesome.
Oh.
All right.
I know, and I was busting out the top.
Underpants?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, busting out the top. So how old
and
are you?
And I had to, I was in my early 20s. I had to get to work here.
Oh.
Not here, Alice.
KCBS.
Here, KCBS.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I was in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going a little fast.
Where were you coming from? Like, what had you been doing in San Jose?
I was doing a bud appearance.
Oh, this is when you were still a bud girl.
Yeah.
You were able to do both jobs.
Well, I had to.
Yeah.
That was $50 an hour. I had to do that.
Yeah.
And then come and make $8 an hour here at KCBS.
The job that mattered to you.
Right.
I hear you. Trying to get your start in radio.
I know.
Yeah.
We all did a lot of that.
We sure did.
So I was going real fast.
Yeah.
Like real fast.
Like how fast? On what, like 101, 280?
101.
All right. 100? Miles an hour? Higher.
Yeah.
How fast?
120.
Oh my God.
I
what
know.
What freaking car are you in that can go 120 miles an hour?
A Mustang.
Oh, all right. Acceptable.
It's awesome.
Okay,
all
so you're
of
going
a sudden, there's a.
Of course there is. The lights,
God.
The sounds.
120 is pretty gross.
Yeah,
it's like, really fast.
It's awful. It's stupid.
Well, no, I'm not saying that you shouldn't go 120. I'm saying if you have a destination to get to on time, then you're risking, like, there's a risk management thing there. Like, you're so blatant at 120 that you're likely to get what you're about to tell us. Like, you got to stick in the 85, 90, 95 when you're clear. Drop back. 120? Mm-hmm. That means you're passing people doing 80 like they're not even moving. Right.
Yeah. Well, there couldn't have been too much traffic either. I mean, this must have been at night. This must have been you getting to like a morning shift
you
or something.
You left a bar, right?
There was. I did leave a bar because I was doing the Budweiser thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So, yeah, I got pulled over and clink, clink happened.
Is that the sound of handcuffs? I don't know what that is.
Oh, really?
Shame.
So
she rings the bell. What?
What are you shaming?
I got the bracelets.
So you hadn't been drinking?
I had been drinking.
Oh, Jesus.
That was the problem.
Oh.
And
if I wasn't drinking, why would I be doing 120?
Well, I don't know.
So I'm late. So what?
Right.
Yeah.
Boy, we do make terrible, terrible decisions when we've been drinking.
And there you go, Vinny.
So where'd you get pulled over? 5 minutes out of San Jose?
I don't know. I can't remember. Maybe like Mountain View, something like that. I think it was,
I was out of the
South Bay and into the peninsula.
And they pull you over and then they arrest you and the cop was not swayed by what you were wearing.
No, and it wasn't like I was trying to swim. I was busted. Mm. But I just remember I was wearing this hot-ass red dress, and they weren't playing around, man. They were mad. They were so angry with me, as they should be. Mm-hmm. I'm an idiot on all counts. All counts. It's all my fault.
Mm. And, so lucky nothing bad happened.
No, I mean, my goodness.
So they put you in the car.
Let's see. So they put me in the car.
You got cuffed and stuffed.
Yeah, for sure. I just remember the Doritos I talked about?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man, I just opened that. And they were all over my floor. And did I spend the night there? I can't remember.
Yep, you did.
I called someone. I spent some hours there, that's for sure.
You called KCBS and said, I just got pulled over. I can't.
KCBS was not my first call.
Oh.
I think I called my friend and had him call over.
Oh.
I'm having some life drama. I'm going to need
someone else
personal
needs
time.
To do my PA duties. I'm not going to be able to grab those reports tonight.
Ay, ay, ay.
So I called my friend. He bailed me out. He came and bailed me out from, he was in Santa Cruz, and he had to come and bail me out. And that's it.
Gnarly. Good story, though.
Pretty good. Pretty good. I mean, you know.
I mean, there's definitely more to that I'll pass on another time.
Well, what? Give us a little bit more.
No.
We've got 7 minutes.
So tell a story.
I don't have any story. I hurt my
you're
thumb
so
person.
Oh my God, you're so boring.
Like, seriously, I'm that boring. Mm-hmm. You know, that's my drama yesterday. Walking foot broke.
At the time, I would have called my boyfriend, but I couldn't remember his number.
Oh.
What?
I could not remember for the life of me. I could not remember my boyfriend's number, but I remember my friend's number.
Yeah. Remember that in the olden days when you remembered? I had like 100 numbers in my head.
Right.
No problem. I know your numbers.
I still remember my number when I was a kid.
Yeah.
285-3923.
Honestly, those are still in your head, and yet I couldn't tell you what your number is. I'd be like, yeah, it's under Usette in my phone.
Right.
You know? She's in my favorites.
I wrote down John's number and put it in this book.
Yeah.
Just because I don't know his number, and if I lost my phone, I always have this book with me.
Right.
My date book.
I think I actually know John's number. I don't know my kids' numbers. Mm. It's horrible.
We should do something about that.
I don't know what to do.
remember our kids' numbers? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
My husband's
I guess I
number?
Walk around trying to remember it or something. But yeah, it's a.
That
you know,
was fun.
Used to be a thing. That was a good one. I just wish that you would give us some more.
Was it Stan Bugger that bailed you that out?
Stan.
Stan would though. Stan's a pretty. He's funny, but he's kind of serious. Like he's a.
Well, he's a newsman, Sarah.
Yes, he is, Vinny. There's no question about that.
I always picture like what some of those folks over there would be like in a bar situation.
Oh,
like,
you should. You know they get crazy. Oh hell yeah, they do.
They get nuts.
Nobody gets nuttier than people who have to do like serious work.
Right. Yeah, they're like drinks.
I always think about that. Like the people who have to be the most responsible, who have to be kind of the most trusted and upstanding. Yeah. Doctors. Newsmen. Mm-hmm. And women.
Doctors.
You know.
No, I do. But I also know that often one of the things I've tripped out on a few times is when you are at a hospital for some reason. I've seen this, I think, mostly outside of ERs or whatever, but you see doctors smoking.
Yeah.
They said doctor smoking rates are through the roof compared to other citizens. Like, they are the ones who know.
Right. But they're also the ones who are like, I'm never going to be able to quit this.
Yeah. I need my vice.
There's not 1 minute of stress-free moments in my days.
Nope.
And even the stats of pill popping is huge.
That's why.
Because they have access and, you know, they got to.
Yeah, I was just going to say Nurse Jackie. That's a,
oh, I don't know her story.
Well,
that's,
she's
Carmela from Sopranos.
It's a great show. And she is.
It seems stressful.
So addicted. Mm-hmm. Like her whole life is just a bunch of lies.
I don't even know the drugs. Opioids?
Yeah,
is it
oxycodone
the uppers?
Or something, I think.
Is that what?
I don't know.
I don't do
drugs.
That's why I was able to quit smoking, though, in Eugene. I made a point when I was in Eugene to quit there because I was like, I'll never do this when I have real stress.
Right.
My commute was 3 minutes. Three.
Right.
So on a snow
you're
day.
You're saying the low stress thing.
Oh, yeah. Like, I was like, this is where I'm going to be able to pull this. Because, mm-hmm. you know, cigarettes. I mean, it's like the thing you go, oh my God, I cannot. I picked the wrong week to quit. You know what I mean? Whatever that airplane line is, it's so true. It's like, you know, stuff starts piling up. You run for your little helper.
Right. So true. Because it gives you a minute away from it, which is actually.
Well, it's just weakness.
Sucks, but. Right. Well,
it's just plain weakness. You
just
say,
I'm stressed out and I'm gonna stand leaning against this building for 5 minutes while I smoke this cigarette. I deserve this.
I got to put up with this crap. I deserve this. It's true.
It is. I think I'm going to have to quit vaping.
Yeah, what are you
going
to do? I was going to ask you about this yesterday.
I tried one thing. I'm trying another thing today. And we'll
tell us.
As far as brands? Or
yeah,
how
just
does
different
that work
brands. I just like the brand that I was on. And the ones, the Juuled is, I found it so, it dried my throat out so bad. I didn't like the taste.
Was it? Is that flavor or?
Yeah, you know they have all these different flavors.
Don't you just want smoke flavor?
No.
What is it? Tobacco.
It's just I want the inhale to be smooth. Whatever. Who cares?
The pool,
it's just,
whatever. Yeah. Is it menthol?
You care.
What do you do?
Yeah, they're like a mint flavor. Mm. So I have enough to probably get me through the end of the year.
Mm.
Of your old, original. Brand.
I just got this new one. I thought maybe it would work.
What's that? Let me see that one.
Mig something.
Oh, that looks good.
It's on my old battery, so I was like, oh, I'll be able to keep my old battery.
I like it.
Just, yeah,
let's do that.
It's no good.
Oh, no.
It looks big.
It's the same. It's actually, maybe it is a little bit longer than these. Nah, it's like exactly the same. It's blue instead of green, whatever. But I bought some Nicorette gum, so I think I'm just going to try and get off these altogether.
Well,
no, they're not inexpensive. You know, they're cheaper than cigarettes.
They're super expensive, though.
They're not as expensive as cigarettes, but they're not.
What's a pack? Is a pack like $10?
I don't know. I think so. It's been years since I bought a pack of cigarettes, but it's you know, they're I'll like get 3 months worth, and it's a couple $100. So it's definitely, it's not free.
Right.
Whatever. How did I get on that?
We're just talking about addiction and
cigarettes
and
right.
Stuff.
Okay, Vinny, it's your turn. Tell us a story.
Yeah, tell us a jail story of yours.
Yeah.
A jail story of mine. Well, kids, so as you know, I'm a recovered alcoholic. So one of the things that I have always, well, I didn't realize it at first, but as I look back on my career, I realize almost 100% of the trouble I ever got in involved drugs or alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe girls a little bit, but mostly drugs and alcohol. In fact, most of the time in my career as a drunk person.
Oh, that career. You said career.
No, as a drunk person.
Radio career.
No, Drinking and drug career. Partying career.
Uh-huh.
Drugs and alcohol even were over girls. Like, there were plenty of times where some girl was like, hi, and I'm all, I'm busy. I don't have any time to talk. Right. I am working
on passing out.
I am bent on destruction, and I have no time to be cute. Anyway, so one of the stories, because my how do I tell this? A friend of mine who lives here was in the car at the time. We went to Tijuana. This is not me promoting this or trying to say this is cool or funny, but you are asking me a jail story. Here it is. I go to Tijuana and we get wasted. Me and my friends. Mm-hmm. I'm 18.
And you can drink there.
And you can drink there.
Yeah, is it 18 in TJ?
It is. It's 18. Mm-hmm. And most people have fake IDs who are in high school and go there and they can drink. But I didn't move to San Diego till I was 18. So that I didn't need to. I could get in. Anyway, we get wasted. We have this great time. And this girl that I knew was there. We're connecting. Mm-hmm. What do you call that? Hooking up? Hooking. Whatever.
By connecting, you mean physical?
Yeah, I mean
connection. I think that's banging.
No, we're not doing that. Yeah. But we're kissing, and it's clear, like it's on, right? Yeah. So we're gonna go home. We're getting out of here. Let's go.
And by going home, is that back to San Diego?
Back to San Diego. Yeah.
Man, that's crazy.
Well, I mean.
Yeah. I get it.
Yes, it's crazy, but that's you wouldn't think to drink and drive like that now. But
exactly. Then.
It was part of the price you pay as a partier. Mm. So we get in my car, and I have the girl in the front seat next to me and two of my friends behind me.
In the Datsun?
No, this is in my Toyota Celica.
No.
I had a Celica.
I had a Celica for a little
car.
While. I like Celicas.
Yeah, they were cute.
Yeah, cute. Anyway,
adorable.
Yeah, it's so adorable. So anyway, and all of us have been partying together. Nobody's more sober than the next. So they are all in the car rocking out. I'm doing 90 down the freeway. I'm doing the thing I was just explaining to you.
Mm-hmm.
Kinda. I'm doing 90. Apparently, this policeman who eventually pulled me over goes, "You went right by me." Like, I was on the freeway. I wasn't hiding. I wasn't off the side of the road.
But I did.
Right. I was
you came up behind me. You went right by me. And you kept on going.
He was in the three lane. I'm in the two. And I went right by him.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Sorry.
So, dummy.
So he's got me. I'm not even. We're cool. I'm not mad. And he's not. I'm just like
he's not mad at you like they're mad.
No, he wasn't. He was like, you know, it was fine. So then he goes, "Look, I'm going to do you a favor."
My God!
No, this isn't me getting off. I went to jail, downtown San Diego jail that night.
At least it wasn't DJ Bo.
Yeah,
that's
no doubt.
True.
He goes, "I'm going to let one of your friends drive your car. I won't have your car towed.
Impounded.
I'll let one of your friends drive your car
home."
Yeah,
that is so great. You're saving so much money.
And of course, I'm no narc. So I'm not going to go like, wait a minute.
They're drunk too.
I was the most sober. That's why I was driving.
So sure enough, they didn't even bother to check them, or they hand the keys to one of my buddies. And I watch my car drive away and I'm like, boy, that's a bitch.
I thought that was going to be like a trick to just pull another guy over.
Right.
No, they let him go. They, you know, next morning when I got home, they were like, "Hey,
how's it going?
Your car's over there and your keys are right there." And I was like, oh.
So you got a whole Dewey.
Oh, yeah. Mm. But, and I've said this, I haven't done it in a long time, but I've talked at meetings where you tell your stories many times. And I deserved 1,000 DUIs before I was even 18. So it's not like I didn't deserve that.
Mm-hmm.
I did it all the time. From 16 to 18, I did it all. Yeah. I'm not trying to say like,
no,
you know.
It's totally wrong. It's awful. And
you're just
regretful.
Lucky you didn't kill anyone.
Yeah,
right.
Totally.
Absolutely.
I had my boyfriend had 4 DUIs before he was even 21.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's not. That's just
terrible.
Don't they yank your license at some point?
Well, I mean, and we're talking back in what, the 80s?
Yeah.
I mean, things definitely have gotten more serious over the years. Well, it's all serious, but I'm just saying.
The
that
80s is when MAD started, MADD, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers.
That started,
so that was when it really started to become, there was an anti-campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, I think, you know, through the 70s and into the 80s, a lot of people thought those stories were hysterical. I parked on my front lawn last night.
Oh, hilarious.
Oh, Wally. That's a
you
good one.
You must have been so lit.
You know what I mean? Now they don't. That stuff's not funny.
Not funny, cool, nothing good about it.
No.
But there you go. There's a story.
It's easier these days with the with Uber.
Your turn, Sarah.
Well, we're out of time. I don't have any of those stories. I was always such a good girl. God, boring.
Tell us one where you slept with half of New England.
Yeah. Tell us something.
I did that.
Nasty. You know? Tell us something real dirty.
I'm out of time.
Come on, dirty.
Was it
Friday
in a trash can? Tell us that one. Did you ever do it in a dumpster?
I've done. No, I never did it. I have done.
How
it
about
in
an alley?
I've done it in an alley.
Standing?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't lay down in the alley.
No,
did
I didn't.
You just like hold yourself up against the wall.
Yeah,
and
that's
over?
Exactly what happened, Yuzi. You
okay,
pull your
tell
pants
us
down. That's it.
Who was this person?
The lead singer of this band, Cement.
Cement.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. He was the bass player.
Oh.
Nice.
Did you get the singer, too, though, eventually?
I did not get the singer.
That's too bad.
Actually, it's funny because this guy, his name was Sharky.
Sharky.
I guess maybe that was just his stage name. I don't know. their logo was Cement, man-made rock.
Nah.
I know. Isn't that so funny?
Shut the hell
that
up.
Was so I liked them.
That was on their flyers that they passed out.
Yeah, I think on their banner, you know. So this guy Sharky, just huge, just big fro.
It's too cute.
So funny. So
he had big hair?
Huge hair.
80s hair.
Yeah, but his hair was, it was like a fro though. It was, you know, how some people have curly hair and when it grows out, it's just this big, but it was really long. Like it probably was down to his feet if you straightened it out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it was really long and he was like really into me. And he had these great boots. So I do think the last time I did him, I'm like, I want those boots.
You took his boots?
Yeah.
But boots. They fit you?
They did.
Isn't his boots fit
I had
you?
Tried them on, and so I was like...
Well, Sarah does have big feet.
I do have
she
big
does.
Feet. Yeah. He must have had small feet. I don't remember what his area was like.
Well, you let him at you a few times.
I did.
I'm sure it was pleasurable one way or another.
Was it?
At least yours ends with getting laid. I didn't get laid that night.
Oh,
all
you
that,
me neither.
And I didn't get laid that... Well, right. You were going to work. I was going home. To
get
have
laid.
Her.
Right, to have her. I've got to have you. I've got to have you. You're my obsession. My obsession.
Oh, no.
Who do you
it's
want
a singing
me to
day,
be?
Everyone.
Let me get with you. You're like an animal.
We should do the montage early today.
Oh, yeah. I'm in the mood for that.
Yeah.
Boy, Bryn missed out on all the stories.
Do we have it? Well, he told his earlier this week. I guess there's ours.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ours was on the main air, too.
I feel bad because I instigated that story, and I was totally kidding. I remember exactly. We were telling something, and then we can't tell anything. It's on the secret show.
Never mind.
KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here's a song from the Star Is Born soundtrack, in case you haven't heard it yet. Maybe just a time or two. We'll be back in a sec.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.